I'm also a YouTube jockey, which is kind of like being a disc jockey, but using streaming video from the internet. And I'm also the founding member of something called the Projector Liberation Front. My specialist subject tonight is the history and liberation of projectors. The history and liberation of projectors. The basic premise of which is that projectors are being oppressed by the humdrum and boring use of things like PowerPoint. And I'm going to illustrate that by looking back at some history, and then we're going to look at some modern day liberators of projectors. So, history of projectors. They started out as these things called magic lanterns, basically a light source, a slide projecting onto the wall. Quite simple, started out around 1420. They had quite a bad reputation when they started because they were used by tricksters and charlatans and things to project images, conjure up phantasmagoria, and didn't have a great reputation, which I love. I think it's fantastic. But essentially, projectors started out by projecting single images. But then along came this guy, Edward Muybridge, who took lots of images of a horse to prove that its feet all left the ground at the same time when it was running, and he needed some way of animating that and showing it to people. He invented something called a zoopraxiscope, forerunner of the modern motion projector, which was then brought to life. This is meant to be a video, it's not working. Then it was brought to life by the forgotten inventor of movies, a guy called Louis Le Prince, who was from Leeds. He filmed the second ever film, just around the corner on Leeds Bridge. Once he'd filmed it, he needed some way of projecting it, so he patented this thing that you can see here, which is a combined camera and projector all rolled into one. So basically, great history, and then all of a sudden, kind of mainstream cinema came along, the projector was moved into a back room, no one ever saw it ever again, and so kind of, people didn't really know what was going on. This is Primark, by the way, also known as the Odeon. worse still, when projectors did get into people's hands, they were used for terribly dull things. I don't know about you, but a lot of my childhood was spent being bored by people's family slideshows and various other slideshows. So, terribly dull. But it got worse. 1989, the digital age. Oh my God, it's PowerPoint. The dreaded PowerPoint. Slightly strange, giving a presentation, slagging off PowerPoint using PowerPoint. Anyway, moving on. PowerPoint, dreadful, nasty, dull things, dull presentations. The US military even did some research. They used PowerPoint an awful lot in getting their message across. They did some research which showed that PowerPoint was stopping them from communicating because all their officers spent all their time conjuring up PowerPoint slides. But that wasn't the only way it had to be. In the 1960s, you got lots of psychedelic imagery coming along, psychedelic happenings using slide projectors, film projectors, overhead projectors. And really, that was the birth of what we now call VJ culture, video jockey culture. These guys, Coldcut, were pioneers of that. They were one of the first acts to really synchronize sound and visuals together and really kicked off a big boom in video jockeying and all that sort of thing that goes along with it. But there's loads of other ways you can be really interesting with projectors. You can project huge images on the side of buildings. This is from York Illuminations. But there's loads of other things you can do. I'm meant to be showing you a video of buildings all coming to life and springing to life. We're showing the wrong slides now. Anyway. These guys, Graffiti Research Lab from the States, do some fantastic open source software which allows you to draw using a laser on the side of buildings. I don't know, what's that, 20 stories high or something. So there are some fantastically creative outdoor stuff going on. There's also some fantastically creative ways of using projections and interacting with it real time. This is a lady called Mia Macheka, and she projects images, and then you can see her there. She interacts with the images in real time. Fascinating stuff. Search for her on YouTube. This is a guy called Stuart Warren Hill from another audiovisual pioneering group called Hextatic. What he's doing here is he's doing a performance where the visuals appear as a hologram around him, actually interpreting the music. Brilliant stuff. Back to Leeds, guy who's in the audience now, a guy called Dave Lynch. He took Muybridge's original horse images, reanimated them, projected them, and moved them around the streets of Leeds, around the streets of London, and the horse started re-galloping again. Couldn't finish off without saying, hey, I've got some credentials here as well. This is me and some of the crew playing retro Atari games on the side of Leeds University using a projector. So I do quite a bit of this sort of stuff myself. So, in essence, projectors, they're a fantastic tool for communication, interaction, getting stuff out there. I'd really like people to tell me what they do with projectors. So send me your liberations. Send it to my email address. Send it to my Twitter account. And join the Projector Liberation Front.